I'm joined in the studio now by Madeleine Ebbs from Dublin City Council, Lance Spratt, who is a community activist, I think is the best way to describe it. And of course, next door in Studio 2, we have Jerry Cooley with students from the Darndale National School. I'll start with you first, Madeleine. We're talking about a local football pitch in Darndale that the guys can't actually use. Do you want to tell the listeners a little about what's happening?
Well, just quite recently, we were approached by some people from the Darndale Football Club and the likes of Lance Spratt, Susan French, who would be best known, I suppose, as community activists, to say that their park facility, playground facility, wasn't being utilised because it had fallen into a bad state of disrepair. And no disrespect to any section of the city council, but the park had been misused, horses, quad bikes, and it just became impossible to maintain. So that had the knock-on effect of the locals not being able to use their pitch. Therefore, the likes of the football club had to go out and hire pitches at a huge cost to themselves. So the locals, the community, have rallied together, and they're doing an absolutely fantastic job at coming together to look at the best ways of actually putting this whole green area, including the playground, back on the map.
So there's a football pitch and there's a playground there that cannot be used. And it's costing the football club money to go out and hire other football pitches.
Yeah.
That's it's a bit crazy, to say the least. Lance, how did you get involved in all this?
How you doing, John? Last year, I bring my kids. I have a 4-year-old and I have a 9-year-old that we use the park. And last year, I raised the issue. The playground fell into disrepair and that. And there was a lot of unsafe play equipment up there, so I put up a notice, a post on Facebook, and asked was there anyone interested in trying to restore the park. So I got a load of people that were replying to my messages, and we decided to have a meeting. So we went up, had a meeting in the playground, and we decided to put a committee together, and we called ourselves the Darndale Belcamp Playground Project. And from that day, we got stuck in, we cleaned up the playground, we started to paint it. So we had a lot of local volunteers, residents of Darndale, helping us. And we got a lot of support from the local shops, Bob's and the Chipper and that, and Woody's and Crown Berger, they all sponsored us. So we got painting, we got stuck in, and we cleaned it up. And Madeleine gave us a hand. We got all the rubbish bags, the pickers, and we got the rubbish removed as well from the playground. So it's an ongoing thing. We're now out there joining up with all the other groups, the football team and that, the clubs, and we called ourselves the Darndale Belcamp Park Renewal Project. And we're here to promote a safe park and a clean park for the area, for all to use, young and old, to enjoy it. There's 11 football teams over there who, as Madeleine was saying, can't use the football pitches now at the moment. So the two football teams, the Rovers and Darndale FC, will be merging now together now next year, and there's over 130 kids. So there's a lot of children there that can't use the park at the moment. The quad bikes have destroyed the pitches and that. So it's a safety issue as well, so we're looking on cleaning that up and trying to stop the dumping around the kids' park, you know. So that's basically where.
So it's a huge community effort.
Yeah, it's a good community effort. We also have a pond over there. We have a great pond. So this year we're going to be Bill Malone is starting up a fishing club. So it's great amenities over there, you know.
So is the playground in use at the moment?
We replaced a lot of swings through funding of the local community and the local stores and that. And we bought swings. There was no toddler swings left. They had been burnt and vandalised over the years. So, we replaced a lot of stuff in the playground. We cleaned it up and made it a lot safer. So the kids are getting great use out of it now, you know.
That's brilliant. Madeleine, what's happening to the football pitch? Would you say there's education needed there to teach these people that, like, this is a community football pitch?
Again, I suppose because it hasn't been in use, people don't see visually what's, should and could be going on in the park. So the lads that run the football down there, and there are some very committed volunteers, parents really want to get behind this. So we're looking at small ways to try and get people up using the park, making it more visible that people are there, and just perhaps make it look like now the park is going to be a much safer environment. It will be small steps, but like we are working really, really hard to try and put us back out there.
Okay, now hopefully I got to join Jerry Cooley.
How are you, John?
Studio 2.
How are you?
You have a right gang in there. With
yes,
you.
So please introduce yourselves, boys and girls. Where are you from? Very good. And Eve has just banged her head. You see her banging the windscreen there? Very good.
Jerry, tell us a bit about how the Darndale National School are involved in all this.
Well, what they're trying to do is they're coming out of their classrooms to give the local community a message. And the message is, leave our park alone, leave our field alone. It's our sports ground. It's where we play. It's where we... it's an amenity to the area. Please, the people who are spoiling it at the moment, stop. It's very simple. And it's great to see the young people coming out and getting involved rather than leaving it to the grown-ups. So we've had some we've been re-recording the classic with words from Madeline in there. Madeline has given us a new set of words to leave our field alone. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the group to just speak the words first, and then we're going to sing it. So this is the very first a worldwide live broadcast from here in Near FM. We're going to have the speaking version first. I'm going to start a little bit of music up. And then we're going to do the four lines from the song, the adapted version. Okay.
Okay. Go.
So I'm going to leave it over to Miss Kenny. Miss Kenny is the teacher, and she's going to direct things. The speaking version of it first.
Very good. Okay, boys and girls. So off we go. In 1, 2, 3.
We do need our education. We do need our horse control. No dark sarcasm from the people. People, leave our park alone. Hey, people, leave our park alone.
So, that's very good.
Madeline is looking very proud of herself here. She's got to be famous. She has to be.
That's the speaking clear version of it. And now we're going to play them singing it. And this will be going out as part of the community notice going forward for the next month and a half. Paralleled running with a promo, which is basically telling people to show respect. If you give respect, you get shown respect, particularly all around the sports fields of Dublin, and in particular up around Darndale.
Okay.
So let's see if it goes live. I've got all my technical gizmos here, so I'm going to win
Here's
or
hoping.
Fall in this. So I'll just start it off here. Hold on.
We do need our education. We do need our horse control. No dark sarcasm from the people. People, leave our park alone. Hey, people, leave our park alone.
There you go.
That's absolutely brilliant.
Round of applause,
brilliant.
Please. Yeah. Round of applause.
Yeah, well done.
Not every day you get a world premiere in a local radio station like this, and I'm sure we're going to be seeing these going around the theatres of Ireland preaching the message, leave our fields alone.
Maybe they'll join us next Christmas for the choir, well, for the Near FM choir.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that. Yeah. And Miss Kenny has told me there's a very active musical department up there, a class, and we have one of the violin players in here with us. So we're definitely going to get them back up here in the summer after Aoife's head gets better. She's a big bump on it now. So listen, thank you very much for coming into the studio, Miss Kenny, and the group from Darndale Senior National 5th Class, Our Lady Immaculate Senior Class National School Darndale. Cheer for yourselves. There you go.
Okay. great stuff there from the students of Darndale National School. Okay, we're going to go back to Madeline and Lance now. Where are we now? At what point are we at about getting this pitch reclaimed?
Okay, we have the buy-in, I reckon, from the community and most of the local service providers in Darndale. Everybody wants to see this work. So the groups now are in active talks with Dublin City Council about the best way forward. But our main concern at the moment is to start park usage. So we have some volunteers at the moment. We are going to get some high-vis jackets printed up with the name of their project on it. And some of the locals have agreed now to start using the park maybe for walks, talks, some nature exhibitions with wildlife up there. And we're hoping that when people see other people using the park, it will bring it to the fore. That they have this fabulous amenity up there, and hopefully we'll get everybody using it, and please God, we'll be able to get the pitches up and running.
Okay, and Lance, how are you going to go about stopping people using the pitch for quad racing and
we were in talks with Dublin City Council, so they're talking about putting new gates in, which will be a deterrent to stop the motorbikes and the horses and that getting into the park, you know. It's mainly for a safety issue with people. A lot of people won't walk the park with these bikes in the park, and some people are afraid of the horses. So, we need to sort out the railings. When we have talking about getting kissing gates in, which will prevent most of these bikes not getting into the park, you know. So we'll have a safer park and a cleaner park. We're planning on doing a big clean up in May. I'm not sure of the date yet. It'll probably be the first week in May. But we're going to bring the schools are coming over. We're going to be painting the goalposts and cleaning up a bit. And we have some barrels there to for flower planters and things like that. So we're going to do a top to bottom clean of the park, glass, rubbish, the whole lot. So, you know, it'll be an event, a week event, you know.
Okay, and are you looking for more volunteers?
For as many volunteers as we can get, you know. At the moment, Noel Maxwell and a couple of other lads, they keep the playground clean. We have bins in there, so the bins are being emptied by residents in Darndale. And, you know, it's an ongoing thing. We're mainly focusing around the playground. But, hopefully we'll be able to clean up the whole park, you know.
Okay, and Madeline, I'd say you're delighted to see the community getting together like this.
Yeah, it is. It's a very exciting project at the moment, and as you can see there, like, the kids are so enthusiastic, and it has become a whole big campaign. At the moment, we have all the classes in the senior school working on an art project, and rather than have a competition, we got the whole classroom to put their thoughts, positive and negative, with regard to the park and the playground, on an A3 sheet of paper. And in community section here in Dublin City Council, we're going to have those printed up into posters, and we're going to display them throughout Darndale, so the parents, the siblings, the relatives can all see that the kids are taking, you know, are being actively participating in this whole campaign. We've also had the Garda Equine Unit in the schools. They've brought the horses in. They've been teaching them about how hard it is to look after horses, how bad it is to have them in residential areas. And then we had a lady from the DSPCA come in yesterday, and we spent the whole morning there discussing animal welfare. So there's a whole education programme going on at the same time as we're doing this.
Yeah, there has been problems with animal welfare recently. It's unfortunate. But you see a lot of it in the papers.
And yeah, it's everywhere now at the moment, you know.
And it's terrible. You'd wonder if people can treat animals like that, what they progress to, you know. But is there anything else now you'd like to add? Have I forgotten to mention anything?
Last summer we got the playground ready last year. We painted on that before the kids got their summer holidays, so it was in use for them. We got a lot of children that helped us. So we had a barbecue then day over the summer holidays. So we're hoping to do some sort of a festival again this year. There'll be a bit of planning going into it, but hopefully we'll bring the community together. And we'll have a great day over there during the summer when everything else is cleaned up and the kids will be able to, the schools will be able to use it for their sports day and things like that, you know. So, yeah, it's up and forward, you know, for us.
Okay, well, if there's any things coming up, festivals or fundraisers or anything like that, let us know.
Yeah,
because
we're
now Near FM are greatly involved in community.
Absolutely.
That's what we're here for. So it's been lovely talking to you. Anything else you want to add, Madeline?
Just to say thanks. Obviously, it makes my job a lot handier when I get this sort of buy-in from the community, and it's been great working alongside Lance over the last few months. I have to say, Susan French, she couldn't be here today. She's an absolute rock in Darndale. She's there for everything. And some Lance would know the other men and women who are involved, but they've been great. As I say, the other service providers have come on board as well. The schools have been fantastic. So we're hoping that we're going to see a positive result out of this. And obviously, my goal will be to have the kids scoring goals back there now in the very near future, you know.
That's brilliant. And actually, you've seen from the children in there that did they get a couple of hours off school this morning?
Well, they actually walked over from Darndale because the weather was so nice, you know, and you could see like they were so well behaved.
Oh, they were brilliant,
They were so excited about it, seeing a radio station.
Fair play to Gerry Cooley himself for
absolutely. And he did some great, he was great over in the schools as well, doing some of the Vox Pops with the kids, and the kids really enjoyed them.
Okay, now just one more thing I'll say. If there's any people out there listening who are actually on the quad bikes or bringing the horse onto this football pitch, or there's parents listening, what would you say to them in appeal?
Yeah, well, we would ask them not to be using our public park, you know, bikes and horses. They don't belong in public parks. So that's the main message, and it's a safety issue. The safety issue as well, and also there's being dumping going on around the park, so that, you know, that's another thing we'd wish to try and stop as well, you know.
Okay, and will Dublin City Council get involved with signage or anything like that?
We have provided signs, we do, and anyone that needs no dumping signs, we do provide them. We do a lot of clean ups in Darndale as well. It's been great the last few weeks. As I say, the lads have been helping out and we've just been assisting with collecting the bags of rubbish and stuff, but it's looking good, it's looking positive, and thanks very much to Near FM for having us down and giving us the opportunity to air this project.
Okay, now it's been brilliant talking to you, and thanks very much for coming in. And as I said, if there's anything else we can do, just let us know. And maybe we'll talk again.
Absolutely.
When things are looking a bit better.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much for talking to me this morning.